Hello, my name is Sam Gordon, and you're listening to The Chatter Hour, the best 7 to 10 minutes of your day. Normally, I'm joined in the studio by my co-host, Brennan Corrison, but he's currently on a foreign exchange program with SeaWorld Orlando. So, with me in his place is famed orca whale Shamu, who coincidentally has the exact same voice as my co-host, Brennan Corrison. Say hi, Shamu.
Hey, this is Brennan.
All right. So, as this is our first podcast here, we're going to give you a brief rundown of just how we like to run our program. So the way we do things here is that Brennan and I will have a quick back and forth for the beginning of the show, and then once we find something we can really sink our teeth into, we just run with it and let it go. So the topic of today that we're going to jump off with is pizza. So Brennan, I don't know if you know this, but my brother goes to school in Ohio, and they have a thing there where they cut their pizza into rectangles instead of triangles, which is ridiculous because you know what circles are really good for? It's triangles. Rectangles is like a ridiculous system to have to cut a circle into.
And by the way, if you feel that strongly about the rectangles, you just take two triangle slices of pizza and mash them up. It's a perfect rectangle. Anyway, one of the things that's interesting to me about pizza is that, like, I'm from New Jersey, you're from New York, and I think the tri-state area, which is a very selfish way of describing New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, one of the things there is that we fold the pizza in half at the crust. And also, just side note, rectangles don't really let you do that. It's just some ridiculous origami contraption.
Yeah, I suppose if we had a rectangle, I could make like a swan of pizza.
Which sounds amazing.
Yeah, anyone out there want to market Pizza Swan as the next big chain, go for it.
We get 40%.
Yeah, another thing with pizza is that, I don't know if this is all over the world, but certainly in my town, a popular thing for people to eat that want a healthier pizza option is salad pizza. Which is, they get rid of the best part of the cheese, which is the best part of the pizza, which is the cheese and the tomato sauce, and replace it with lettuce. And, like, if you want a healthier option, have a salad. Which guy was like, yeah, I know pizza's pretty good. You know what's going to make it taste better? The least favorite part of any meal.
It's just a pretentious approach to pizza. It's not a pizza if it doesn't have two-thirds of pizza in it.
Yeah.
Being the cheese and the sauce. Anyway, one of the things that I enjoy about pizza, other than everything, is that if you get, like, a real people, like, triangle slice of pizza, its shape is actually, like, kind of the ideal shape for, like, the male, like, superhero thing. Like, if you think about it, like, Superman is, like, the broad shoulders, and he kind of slims down towards the bottom, and he's pizza-shaped. And so I think that just demonstrates how good pizza is, one, and how bad I am, because I eat so much pizza that I'm, like, not pizza-shaped. I have, like, more of a Sicilian thing happening, which is not
correct. You're like a rectangle.
I'm like a rectangle.
Dude, you're like Ohio pizza. You're
not right. I'm like Ohio pizza.
If there was any justice in the world, the more pizza you ate, the more closely related to, like, a superhero you would be.
If you really were what you ate, I would be Superman.
And now that I think about it, like, if there would be a pizza, like, superhero, he would be, like, Pizza Man. But I think that's what you call, like, the guy that delivers pizza. Like, do you think there's some guy out there who, like, took the job thinking that he would get pizza superpowers? And he, like, shows up at, like, John Franco's or whatever the place is called, and the guy's like, yeah, here's your job, here's your, like, visor. A lot of pizza places give out visors.
Yeah, that's actually the main source of business for visor companies nowadays. Yeah, it's pizza.
That and lifeguards.
No, but I think this guy at Papa John's restaurant, like, got his, like mission for the day, which is just to give people pizza. And he gets into, like, a shitty car, and he's like, this isn't super at all.
Yeah, or he's like, wow, this is, like, some super, super undercover work. Like, the mayor's pretending to own a pizza place? Mayor!
By the way, why are mayors so important in comic books? I know this isn't technically pizza related.
Yeah, no.
But I feel like it's really nice that superheroes and mayors have been able to establish such a nice working relationship in the comic book industry.
And why is it like that the arbitrary point where like superhero and political contact ends? Like they're never communicating with like the president and they're never talking to like the school board president. It's always like a mayor. I want to see a comic where like Pizza Man has to like team up with the comptroller. And the guy's like, yeah, all these, like, teddy bear bandits are on, because that's the kind of stuff a comptroller would handle. Like, he wouldn't be dealing with, like, rampant aliens. He'd be like, teddy bear thieves. And he'd be like, Pizza Man, can you handle it? And he's like, yeah, I gotta go deliver this pepperoni, but I'll be there in a second.
Or, like, Pizza Man goes to the PPO meeting, and the parents are like, these kids need pizza. And he's like, oh my god, that's perfect,
guys, actually. That's literally, wow.
If I had one superpower, this would be it.
I feel like you're really selling yourself short on the superpower game. Normally people are torn between like flight and invisibility. You're torn between pizza and nothing. There is no conflict in your mind.
Pizza and nothing. That's, yeah. Well, that, my problem is that's in my own personal experience, that's not true. And it's usually pizza and something. So like if I get a meal, I'll like have a meal with pizza. My meal won't be pizza. It'll be a meal plus pizza.
So you're having like the worst three-course meal ever. It'll be like salad, like steak, and then pizza. Or basically, like hamburger, pizza, and then pizza.
Or like pizza, french fries, and then pizza. It's not a great strategy.
So you eat a lot of pizza.
I was actually thinking about it the other day. It's like a frightening amount. But obviously I'm a fan of pizza, but one thing that is pizza related that I'm not a fan of is, I don't know if you heard about this, but Macaulay Culkin, star of the film Home Alone and Home Alone 2 Lost in New York.
And Drug Problems.
And he's also a star of that.
Like he's like, never mind.
No. He looks pretty coked out nowadays. I know what you mean. So anyway, so Lou Reed, you know, the lead singer of Velvet Underground, unfortunately passed away in October of 2013. It was really sad. He was an incredibly talented guy. And so what our friend Macaulay did was, after Lou Reed died, Macaulay Culkin went up to some of his pals, probably his drug friends, and he said, "Hey, what if we made a band and we went into a studio and recorded songs, and we're going to record Velvet Underground songs, but they're not going to be Velvet Underground songs. We're going to change the lyrics to be about pizza, and we're going to call ourselves the Pizza Underground, and we're going to use pizza boxes for percussion."
Do they actually use pizza?
Which they actually do, and it sounds hilarious, but it's such a shitty thing. It's so disrespectful. Yeah. It was after Lou Reed died. He's like, "Oh, thanks for the reminder, Lou Reed. I've always been meaning to change the lyrics of your songs to be about pizza."
Yeah, so do you think Macaulay like had this plan for so long? Like he was just like, "Okay, I want to cover a band. I love the Velvet Underground with pizza stuff." And then Lou Reed died, and he's like, "Ah! Well, you know what? No, we have it planned out. We already got our pizza boxes. Our percussion is set. We're not turning back now." Or do you think this was like the most like messed up Macaulay Culkin memorial thing, where he's like, "How am I gonna honor this person?" Pizza-based parody.
I think that's what it is. He's like the worst Weird Al ever. He's like if Weird Al's dad ran like a funeral parlor and Weird Al's weird younger like, brother was like, "Oh, should I stick with this?" And Weird Al was like, "No." And like, Macaulay Culkin was like, "Sounds great."
It's like a combination of like Weird Al and a reverend. It's like we are Weird Al Sharpton. Like giving pizza eulogies.
You've been sitting on that one for a while.
When we mentioned Weird Al and pizza and eulogies, I was like, "Okay, how am I going to incorporate? How am I going to incorporate a civil rights kind of guy?" Okay, hold on. You know what? I got it. Weird Al Sharp.
The other, and so I think we've discussed two possibilities. Another possibility is that when he was a child star, which he was, admittedly.
Al Sharpton?
Yeah, but I was talking about Macaulay Culkin.
Okay, sorry.
But when he was a child star, you know, I'm sure he was in the limelight, he was, like, making all these big plans, and then I should clarify, I don't know that he's actually coked out. He could be, like, a really nice guy, but he just has, like, a coked out look about him.
Yeah, he gives off an aura.
I think he has a cokish aura. But I think as a kid, he was like, "Oh, man, how great would it be if we just, like, made a band and all this stuff?" And I think he forgot about his plans in this kind of drug-induced, like, multi-year, like, quasi-coma. And when Lou Reed passed away and it was all over the news, Macaulay Culkin was like, "Brain blast. Let's revive this thing." So it's bad.
Yeah. Macaulay Culkin, what a guy. We just want to say, Macaulay, if you're listening... Well, first, actually, before I apologize for what we've been saying, can I just comment on the fact that his name is Macaulay?
Yeah.
What a strange combination of sounds.
Macaulay Culkin, if you're listening, this is going to get pretty mean.
Yeah.
But it's a weird name.
I feel like it's the right sounds in the wrong order.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Okay.
It also definitely sounds like a last name more than a first name. He has two last names.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit...
Yeah.
There's some I also have two.
There's some guy out there named, like, Jake Ryan, who's like, "Macaulay!"
We could have just split him up, it would have been fine.
So, on the note of Macaulay Culkin on pizza, this was the pizza episode of the Chatter Hour, the best 7 to 10 minutes of your day. We hope you enjoyed listening. And if you're Macaulay Culkin, we apologize. And remember, avoid foreign entanglements.